We're doing our class in Halakha. We know that texts get holiness from the intention of the one who writes it. So if a pagan writes a Torah, it doesn't have holiness, even though it's the words of Torah. But the intention of the one who actually scribes it, who writes it, makes it holy. And as such, it is unique that we treat our printed texts as holy. That is our. That's how we rule halachically. There are two opinions as to whether the jacket of a book constitutes a cover for the book. Technically, we should not change diapers or reveal ourselves next to a mezuzah. That's why the mezuzah case near a bedroom should be opaque. It should not be see-through. From that halacha we derive that you also should not change diapers or reveal yourself next to svarim. If you go with the opinion that the jacket of a sefer constitutes a cover, there's room to be lenient. The Mishnah Brura doesn't like that opinion, and that's why it is preferable to change the diapers or when one reveals oneself to do it not in the presence of svarim, even if the svarim have a jacket. When a couple is going to be intimate, they may not have svarim in the bedroom. The mezuzah is always on the outside of the door, or it has to have two coverings. A sefer must also have two coverings. Does the jacket constitute one covering? Same machlokes. Lechatchila, we don't rely on that as being one of the coverings. If a person's going into the restroom, and they have a sitter or a sefer with them, so same idea. You could say the pocket is one cover, and the jacket of the sefer is another cover. But lechatchila, you should have a separate cover. Do not rely on the jacket of the sefer unless you have to. Same is true with tefillin. Tefillin don't have a jacket, but tefillin as well should have two covers. If they're going to be in the bedroom where a couple is going to be intimate, they should have two covers. You want to take them into the restroom? Ideally, we should cover them. We don't take them just into the restroom just like that. The shin of the tefillin, the yod of the tefillin, the dalit of the tefillin, they spell out Hashem's name, and that's why all of that should also be covered when we go into the restroom. So what we discussed tonight is the holiness of a sefer is from the author who wrote it. A pagan that writes a Torah does not have holiness. And we discussed the idea of a sefer being covered and that we don't do immodest things or filthy things opposite a sefer. When necessary, we rely on the jacket as being one cover.